Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you stayed with me because we got Paula Lovell back on the show. Paula is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, we're just completing 10 years of her membership in the largest community of small business experts on the planet. And she certainly has contributed a lot over the years. She is the president and the founder of Lovell Communications. She is one of the people who helps companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace, especially in the area of marketing and communication. She's our good friend, Paula Lovell. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be here as always.
It's good to have you back. How are things in Nashville?
Well, not too bad. We like Nashville. It's a great place.
Nashville is a beautiful city. It's one of the friendliest cities in the world.
It is voted one of the friendliest city in the world.
Well, see, I voted it that over 20 years ago, 30 years ago probably. So I've known about that for a long time. Paula, there are a couple of things going on right now that for small businesses that are creating a kind of a paradox, and that's the companies are having trouble with having enough money to do marketing, so they're cutting their marketing out, a lot of their marketing out. But the truth is that's their lifeline to survival.
Well, it is, and the studies all show that if you maintain or almost maintain the same level of marketing, you will be better off, something like 60% better off than companies who don't, and that's a huge amount.
That's the paradox. I can't afford it, but I must have it.
Well, then you have to figure out how to do it without spending money.
Yeah.
That's where I hope to help you here today.
Right. So good. Well, I knew we had you here for some reason. So what are we going to? How do we do that? How do we do our marketing strategy without spending a lot of money?
I'm going to talk about a couple things, but my hot button today, my big tip of the day is utilize your employees. I have found out over the last 6 months doing some work with various clients that most small business owners forget to use their own employees as their best marketing tool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't mean just, oh boy, they're good ambassadors. What I mean is, we, as small business owners, we go out and we develop our sales kits and our development tools, and we have those on the shelf. And do you know that most of the employees have never seen those?
Right.
They've never shared the sales tools with their own employees.
Couldn't explain to a customer, to somebody they meet at a party or a church or whatever, might not be able to explain exactly what the company does.
Well, that's right, because they've got nose to the grindstone.
Yep.
They're great employees. They're working on their piece of the business.
They're delivering. They're stacking things in the warehouse.
Yeah.
They're building things, putting things together, collecting money, whatever it might be.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. So, you know, and here's the other thing that's going on. The employees are getting together, and in a vacuum of information, they're afraid. Everybody's afraid they're going to lose their job because people have been losing their jobs right and left. So now they're worried because there's a vacuum, a big void sound coming out of the head office, because the poor guy in the head office, all of us business owners, are in there with our nose to the grindstone, looking at the paperwork, trying to figure out how to grow the business.
Right.
We're working twice as many hours, and we've got to remember to step out into the floor, step out into the line, or with our sales force, and say and talk, you know, once a week or, you know, once every other week. Talk about nothing but what's good about the company. Remind them of the core business. Remind them of the good things about the company. And give the employees something in their bag of tricks to say when
to be proud of. To be proud of. You know, I keep coming back Paula, to this quote that my audience has heard me quote many times, and that's what Napoleon is alleged to have said a couple hundred years ago. He said, "A soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon." What he's talking about is an idea of some values of the company. Go ahead.
And hardcore information, you know, because
if
someone says, like you said to me this morning, "How's it going? How's business?" We said before we got on the air. And I said, "Great." But if you ask my employees that, they're going to tell you, "Oh, it's fine. We got three new clients last month." They're going to We're doing more in social media. We're doing this. They're not going to say, well, you know, times are tough,
mm-hmm.
and all that gloom and doom. But number one, that's all that's on anybody's lips right now.
Well, you know, you could also say, okay, folks, let's do the It's a Wonderful Life thing. You know, that Jimmy, what's his name, went through. You know, when Clarence the Angel came up to him, he showed him what Beaver Falls or whatever it was would look like without him, and it was Potterville. And
right.
So, you know, do that with your employees and say, all right, folks, let's imagine what would happen if you and I weren't here doing what we do. How many unhappy customers would there be? Think about the good things that we do for our customers and for our economy and for our families and the families of our customers. Talk to them about those things. I think that's important.
Well, I think that's important, too. And then I think it's important to just ask them for their help. You know, don't show them the sales kit. I want to go through our core business. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You are our best sales force. I'm going to count on you to get out there and spread the good word about us. Go ahead.
And when we come back, I've got a little tip that I'm sure you've done as well that I want to mention. And then we're going to let Paula talk to us some more about how we can do more marketing with less money. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. If you got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can subscribe and check out my blog, or just check it out without subscribing. But if you'd like for us to follow you home with that, we'll do that. And my newsletter as well, we'll follow you home with a newsletter, and that's right there off the homepage. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. New stuff every weekday. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Jim Blasingame. Paula Lovell is our guest, our good friend, a longtime 10-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, founder and president of Lovell Communications. She's a small business owner just like you and me. And Paula, you were talking about something very important. I think you have really, this idea that you brought to the table is so important. Getting your employees, every single employee, to become a salesperson for the company, to become an advocate, a champion for the company. A couple of things that I wanted to throw in here and let you talk about. I recommend that every employee, whether they are the janitor, the courier, the truck driver, or whatever their job is, has a business card with their name and their department on it. What do you think about that?
I think it's a great idea. It's a matter of pride. And
hand that card out whenever you get a chance.
Hand that card out. And, of course, it lets the employee know that their employer values them, that they have an important role in the company.
Right.
And then it just allows them to talk more about the core business of the company.
And it makes them and their card worker bees.
That's right.
And it builds self-esteem. You know, I used to do sales training for companies, especially banks. And I wouldn't do the training if the decision maker wouldn't let me have every employee. In other words, I told them I want the CEO down to the courier. I want everybody. And they say, well, no, we just want you to train our salespeople. I say, well, I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't. Yeah. I refuse to do it.
That is really smart, because the best salesperson, the one who answers the phone and the teller at the front
the
desk when you come to a bank. Oh,
well, they're also the people most likely to talk to somebody who has a problem.
Right. Yeah, they're that moment of truth.
Yes.
About your company. You know, another thing. Moving, if we can move on beyond that,
sure.
To cover some other areas. It's time to get out and visit your customers, and I know we talk about that all the time, but it's time to get out and visit them and ask what you can do. However, you mentioned a dilemma. There's a dilemma that's going on about discounting right now.
Mm-hmm.
People will ask for a discount, but once they get it, it's very hard to decide when it's time to take that discount away from them. And I'm saying now, you know, if you feel like you have to offer a discount to maintain your customer or to keep that customer, put a limit on it. Say, you know what? I'm going to give you a discount for a month, or excuse me, or you say, I'm going to give you a discount for 3 months, and let's decide right now that at the end of that, no matter what, even if times haven't changed, we're going to revert back. I've got to do that because of my business, but I'm a partner with you, and I want to help your business too, but we need to partner with this, and put a limit on that discount. People who are going in and saying, oh, I'll give you 10% off your service, they don't know how to unwind it.
What about the idea of, instead of giving a discount, giving them more than they paid for, and that way you don't devalue the unit cost of your product. You give them a little extra, and then you just take away the extra one day.
Well, that's right. That's the same concept. And, of course, in my business, when you're talking about hours, because I bill by the hour, that is a huge discount because there's nothing else we can, quote, sell them other than hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that does work in many, many
But
many
what that things. Does, some it doesn't work for everybody, but if you've got a product that's highly, that the unit price is something that you need to maintain, giving them more will help you to not devalue the price of that unit.
Right, but I still say put a time limit on it because it's very hard to unwind it.
Well, another thing is, how about getting something for that? In other words, okay, I'm gonna give you more than you paid for, but I want you to commit to a 2-year contract with me. What do you think about that?
I love that idea. Yeah, that's a great idea. Double up your contract.
Well, it's quid pro quo. I give something, you give something.
Sure, and it is funny though. People's attitudes are not very quid pro quo right now. I am finding so many clients who say, "Okay, look, I want you to do this," and you know, maybe representing them for 10 years, and suddenly they want me to pay half of the travel expense.
Right.
And I'm thinking, well, you know, I wouldn't be going to Timbuktu if it weren't for you. I'm really not going there to see the, you know, whatever there is
you're
to
not,
see in that
you're
town.
Not vacationing.
But we are having to make those kinds of concessions.
Mm.
But you really need to say, okay, just this once. Remember, I've got lots of clients, I've got lots of customers, and I need to sort of spread the goodwill here and do it for you this month. But I need to do it for someone else next month.
So it's quid pro quid. Is that what you're saying,
Warren? Yeah, right. and another thing you can do if we've got time before the break.
Sure. Go ahead.
Recently, do some surveys of your customers, even if you're a very small business. Do some surveys and then release the information in a little press release to the media.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, with social media and with the online media and the distribution mechanisms out there that can spread the word in 30 seconds, even the smallest bit of, quote, new information in your industry can get picked up by some form of media. That, of course, helps your search engines, optimize your search engines, get your name higher up on the page.
It can get retweeted on Twitter.
And do what?
It can be retweeted on Twitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Be careful with Twitter now. I'm telling everybody, get involved. Work on it slowly. Don't splash out there. One step at a time.
Right.
My favorite story these days is about the woman who tweeted to a grand total of 20 followers that her apartment was not clean, and that, you know, she said something like, "Who says that mold is bad? Certainly not my landlord." Well, she named the landlord. She got sued for $50,000.
Wow.
So be careful what you tweet about. And
remember,
this stuff is alive forever.
Yeah, once it goes up, it's there forever. That's exactly right. Paula, give us the website, please.
Website, www.lovell.com. That's LOVELL.com.
Check it out, folks. It's a marketing communications firm par excellence based in the great city of Nashville and the great state of Tennessee. 10 till, quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
But when you're walking down that street and you ain't had it.
Only you. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We've got Paul Lovell here, our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, the president, the founder of Lovell Communications. And I encourage you to go to her website, Lovell with two L's. One on the front, two on the end, .com, Lovell.com, and check out what she has to say. And probably you work with companies all across the country, don't you?
I do. We've got companies in about 48 states. And
not just in Nashville.
No, all across the country. And then I've got a blog. I've got a marketing blog they can read and a newsletter they can sign up for and some free white papers on marketing to small business. So.
And that's all off of, they can find all that at Lovell.com. We're talking about, as we went to the break, we're talking about how to keep your marketing strategy going, marketing effort going without a smaller budget, if any at all. Paula, as we went to the break, we had just sort of tipped into the social media thing.
Right.
And one of the things I've been doing a lot of work on lately is I'm kind of the anti-social media guy because I don't like the term. I prefer the use of online customer communities for the business application.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been encouraging small business owners to get involved in social media, and I just have to use the term because everybody else does now.
Right.
But I'm going to get involved in it, but not to count on Twitter and Facebook as your only platform. Build your own platforms, because look what's been happening. Facebook just got sued. Twitter's got hacked. MySpace got shut down, laid off about a third of their employees. These people are not going to be here forever.
Right. It will evolve. But, you know, the good news about those existing platforms is that they do exist, that they don't, it doesn't take any kind of investment to
right.
build them or to
and
get
you
involved.
Can learn about how to behave.
It's a great learning environment.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, and then they're just plain old things that everybody ought to be doing, like, you know, running Google and Yahoo searches on their company name to see what people are saying about them,
mm-hmm.
Purchasing all the domain names all surrounding your name, whether it's .net, .com, .this, whether it's your personal name people ought to be purchasing right now,
mm-hmm.
signing up for Google Alerts on your industry so that you're just watching who's Twittering and talking, listing your business on the local search sites like your Chamber of Commerce search site or
mm-hmm.
the City Search and Angie's List.
Local search is a big deal, isn't it?
Local search
hasn't that changed the world for a lot of small businesses?
I think it has. I think it's opened up opportunity, and people can sit right at home and not have to drive anywhere to get what they need.
Well, how many times I was trying to help a friend of mine find golf clubs in a nearby town, and I typed in the town and golf clubs, and I found you know places to go.
Yeah. And you know, I do say that I think that social media works for some but not all companies. And it works more for a business-to-consumer, a B2C business, than it does, in my opinion, for a B2B business. It just doesn't, it's not worth the investment for somebody to have a lot of social media activities if they sell pipe
right.
to someone who builds something made out of pipe.
The exception to that, though, I think, Paula, is if you have a customer that likes Twitter, for example, and they're doing RSS from Twitter. In other words, I've had people to tell me that they don't don't spend time on my website, but they have Twitter forward to them my tweets.
Right.
So if
right.
that's how they want to get information from me, and that's easier than me writing a blog, a full-blown blog, then maybe that's a tool they could use.
Well, it may be. It may be.
It's a choice, though. I mean, it's not either or, it's both and, isn't it?
Well, you have to do so much. And I have to tell you I told you my negative Twitter story. I want to tell you the positive Twitter story. People may have read about this, but I believe it was a hot dog stand. Now, this is a guy who has a hot dog stand, right?
Yeah.
And for some reason, he had to move it around each day. Or maybe
right.
it was a bagel stand.
No, it was a hot dog stand. I know the story. It's a hot dog stand.
Hot dog stand. And he moves it around every day, but he tweets every morning where it's going to be. And then he would ask people in line, how did you hear about where I was today? They'd say, I saw, you know, a Twitter.
Right.
I saw your tweet. So, now, that's a big business to consumer. I mean, that's
right.
B2C. But that is a great application
mm-hmm.
for it. You know, you can move it around. And he was testing the value of it at the same time.
Right,
and
exactly.
getting new customers.
But I agree with you that the B2C has a greater application than the B2B. But you never know. But the key is you got to find out what how the customer wants to be connected these days. They've got so many options. You got to find out what they want. You got to be able to deliver that.
Well, and again, you got to experiment. I kept wondering for several years. I've been on LinkedIn and didn't use it.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept thinking, what? I don't get it. You know, I mean, there's no activity. It seemed to me there wasn't much activity. I had all these people I was LinkedIn
right.
to. They contact you once. You never hear from them again. And then, wham, somebody calls me up and says, I saw where you have a healthcare specialty unit. I want to talk to you about that.
Wow.
And you got a client.
Wow.
And
you never know.
A client.
You never know.
So
hey, Paula.
Just,
I got to wrap it up. What a great job you've done for us today. Thank you so much for helping us squeeze a little extra marketing out of ever-decreasing budgets.
Well, you're so welcome. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Paula Lovell, ladies and gentlemen. Wasn't that great? I told you we'd learn some stuff when Paula joined us. Lovell Communications, that's Lovell.com. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.